In 1946, a girl by the name of Elizabeth Short moved to Los Angeles to live the dream. In 1947, less than a year later, her body was found cut in half and gruesomely mutilated. The killer remains a mystery. This case is called the Black Dahlia Murder, and it's the topic of one of many bus tours that the company Esoteric does here in Los Angeles.
Hi, this is Nathan Marsak here in Los Angeles, California, co-creator of the 1947 Project blog and co-host of the 1947 Project tours. Today's tour being the Black Dahlia tour.
I'm Kim Cooper, and unfortunately this whole darn thing is my fault. I created Esoteric, I coined it, I came up with the 1947 Project, and I make my friends ride around on buses for a living.
You know, the question's always saying, you know, was she the most beautiful woman in the world with the most porcelain skin and the most evocative way about her? Well, maybe so. On the other hand, you know, she had really bad breath. She had bad teeth. She had to, like, put wax in her cavities because she couldn't afford a dentist. She wore too much makeup. Terrible dancer, we're told.
After the dust had cleared from the investigation of this notorious unsolved crime, this is what the DA determined about victim Elizabeth Short. She knew at least 50 men at the time of her death, and at least 25 men had been with her in the 60 days prior to her death. She was not a prostitute. However, she had been confused with a Los Angeles prostitute who had the same name. She was, however, known as a teaser of men. She would ride with them, chisel a place to sleep, clothes, or money, but then she would refuse to have sexual intercourse by telling them she was a virgin or engaged or married. There were three known men who did have sexual intercourse with her, and according to them, she got no pleasure out of the act. According to the autopsy surgeon, her sex organs indicated female trouble. She was known to have disliked queer women very much, as well as prostitutes. She has been known to see as many as four men in one day, chiseling a ride, dinner, money, or a place to stay, and then would brush them off with a fabricated line of conversation.
A lot of people think that the press dubbed her the Black Dahlia. No, she was hanging out in the drugstore. Chandler's Blue Dahlia had just come out, 1946. And because of her penchant for wearing black, because, of course, when you're couch surfing, black is less likely to show dirt. And, you know, she was kind of a noir gal. She got dubbed the Black Dahlia in homage to the movie. So that's how people knew her.
Why? Why do Esoteric, why the 1947 Project? Why is that important to you?
You know, I come from a long line of teachers. My father's a professor, history professor. And I love history, and I love the history of Los Angeles specifically because, you know, it's a sunny place with cast some long, dark shadows. It's a strange, ugly, weird, violent, bitter little town, and I love every part about it because I guess I'm the exact same way. And the Dahlia case especially because, you know, it suits my post-war noir suit wearing, you know, I mean, I wear suits every day, you know, I drive an old car, what are you gonna do? I'm a time warp kind of guy. You know, Los Angeles is famous for, unlike, say, England, where every building is, you know, 1,000 years old, in Los Angeles, if something gets to be, you know, 25, 30 years old, it's made a historic cultural landmark, because it's actually survived, you know, it's Kleenex culture out here, you know, snot it out and crumple it up and throw it away.
Why did you create this?
I have no choice. I am a third-generation Angeleno. My great-grandfather sold used tires on Sunset Boulevard in the 1920s. This stuff is in my blood. I want to know. I want to know what we don't know. I have to know the history of places, because if a place doesn't have some sort of cool story attached to it, it feels sort of empty to me.
Yeah. What is it specifically about the Black Dahlia case that you think continues to capture people's imaginations?
I think it's Elizabeth Short is just this kind of blank slate of a person. You know, you can sort of think of her as the dark Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn was so attractive to so many people because she was everything that anybody wanted her to be. Deliberately. I mean, she just wanted to be loved. And I don't know if that's where Beth was coming from. But in death, it seems like people treat her the same way. They turn her into whatever they want her and need her to be.
I think the Dahlia, you know, Liz Short, represents the sort of loss and longing that we all feel for someone, for ourselves. You know, she's held up as this totemic image of innocence lost, of terrible things happening to the average person. And, you know, She's Los Angeles. She's a girl that came out from the other side of America. She came from Massachusetts to make good out here and paid for it and suffered for it. It's the American dream.